Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Success and Empowerment Radio with Lisa Kay isn't your normal radio show. It's extraordinary, fun, educational, and inspiring. International business consultant Lisa Kay's unbridled curiosity and appetite for learning takes the value of personal and professional education to a new level. Combine a voracious appetite for learning and a life mission to understand the unknown, and you have a recipe for a unique talent. Lisa Kay lives every day inspiring individuals to understand their true magnificence and live the life of their dreams. Her uncanny ability to ask the right question at the right time has helped her develop an international business consulting practice, launch a profound radio show in which she gets some of the most inspiring people in the world to tell their story, all while being a fantastic mother and mentor. Get ready for empowered success and to live the life you've always dreamed about. Now, here's your host, Lisa Kay.
Hey, you guys, this is Lisa Kay, and you're listening to Success and Empowerment Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour and let us help you experience a wealth transformation. Each Tuesday on Success and Empowerment Radio, we'll have some of the wealthiest mentors, speakers, and authors educating, empowering, inspiring your wealth consciousness. Today, our very special guest is Dr. John DeMartini. Have you ever wondered why some people make more money than others? Two people can do the same job and one will attract larger clients and make more money. Not all people have the awareness to become a millionaire or billionaire. What sets people apart regarding wealth? Why do some people have the ability to turn everything they touch into gold? A large part of it is based on our individual wealth consciousness, how we think and feel about wealth. Have you ever wondered how to expand your wealth consciousness, how to change your perception about wealth and what to think about and focus on to create more wealth? Today I have human behavior specialist Dr. John DeMartini here to discuss wealth consciousness. We'll be discussing how to expand your wealth consciousness and how to change your perception about being wealthy and building a fortune, and how the DeMartini method can help you change your financial future. Dr. John DeMartini is considered one of the world's leading authorities on human behavior and personal development. He is the founder of the DeMartini Institute, a private research and education organization with a curriculum of over 72 different courses covering multiple aspects of human development. His trademark methodologies, the DeMartini Method and the DeMartini Value Determination, are the culmination of 39 years of cross-disciplinary research and study. His work has been incorporated into human development industries across the world. Dr. DeMartini travels 360 days a year to countries all over the globe, sharing his research and findings in all markets and sectors. He's the author of over 40 books published in 28 different languages. He's produced over 50 CDs and DVDs covering subjects such as development and relationships, wealth, education, and business. Each program is designed to assist people to activate leadership and empower themselves in all seven areas of their lives, including financial, physical, mental, vocational, spiritual, family, and social. Let's welcome Dr. John DeMartini to Success and Empowerment Radio. Hey, John.
Hi, Lisa.
How are you?
Looking forward to our time together. Thank you.
Good, good. So where are you today?
I happen to be in Calgary, Canada for about another full hour maybe, and then I'm off to Melbourne, Australia.
Okay, and it seems like that's a huge part of your life and your teaching is traveling all over the world. Where have you been lately?
Well, I was in Houston right before here, and before that I was in Florida and the Caribbean and in India. So that's in the last couple of weeks, 2.5 weeks now.
And that's a big part of your work is traveling all over the world.
Well, you know, I've had a dream since I was literally 17 years old, almost 18, to step foot in every country around the world and share what my research was findings with, you know, to try to help people live their lives more magnificently. And so that's what I've loved to do. This is the 40th year I've been doing it, and that's what I love doing. It's what I can't imagine doing anything else but this. This is what I do.
So when people talk to you and think you're kind of crazy for traveling so much, what they don't understand is that's actually part of your life's mission.
Well, you know, the people, they wonder, what do you do to chill out? And I go, you know, this is chilling out for me. I love doing it. So when you're doing something you really love to do, you don't think about it as work. You just do it. And but there's nothing more inspiring to me than being able to research and come up with new ways to help people in their life and share it with people and watch their light bulbs go on and do amazing things with their life. So I couldn't think of anything else I'd rather be doing but traveling and doing that.
Sure. Well, I want to thank you for joining us today to talk about your new program, Where's My Billion, which actually will take place in Chicago on August 8th. So you're actually in Calgary, you're heading to Australia, and then you're heading quickly back to the United States to do your program in Chicago.
Yes, I'll be back in Chicago, I think on the 8th, like you said, and I'm looking forward to that. That's an absolutely amazing program that's going to be coming.
And it's a new program that you've put together that has a lot to do with wealth consciousness and how we think and feel about money, because that has an impact specifically on our financial situation.
Well, you know, Lisa, what's interesting is as I've traveled the world, I'm sometimes in front of thousands of people, and I ask them, how many of you would like to be financially independent and, you know, have wealth where the passive investment income exceeds your active income? And almost every single hand goes up. It's 99 to 100% of the people in the room. And it doesn't matter what country I'm in. Any country, this goes up. And then I ask them how many are. And boom, the hands go down. And maybe one straggling hand is sticking up, or a couple of them in an audience, depending on the audience. If I'm speaking to big companies, it might be a little higher, but not always. And then I ask them, so what do you think is the difference? And why do you think only 1% of the population or less actually obtain financial independence? And why does everybody have their hand up? So if 99 to 100% have their hand up and only 1% do it, what's the difference and why? So that made me curious, what is it that makes somebody wealthy and not? And that's what led me to this program, Where's My Billion? Because I really believe the potential and the actual wealth is sitting stored in our lives, but we haven't figured out how to translate it and value it in finances enough to actually translate it into cash. And so this program is about how to take the potential you have already and show you how to turn it into cash, so you can actually have the millions or billions, whatever level of service you want to provide.
Well, and what I've noticed, I've been a financial advisor for years, and I've studied wealth and money and talked about it a lot to people. And what I've found is that there's a lot of people who have a lot of guilt around having a lot of financial wealth, having more financial wealth than other people do. And they've got a lot of negative perceptions. There seems to be a correlation between people who have negative perception about people who have a lot of financial wealth and their own financial situation. So if you're talking to somebody and they're talking negatively about people who have a lot of financial assets, it's usually a direct reflection of, or their own personal financial situation is usually a direct reflection of their perception of wealthy people.
Absolutely. You know, there's a number of factors that I've seen that affect people. One of the things is their belief system that they've indoctrinated themselves with and injected into their lives by authorities. And that those authorities or those so-called mentors in their own life have not been financially viable or wealthy, then they'll probably get the thinking and the mentality of the same outcome. So they'll inject the values of people who are not savvy on finances, and then they'll end up in the same boat. And if they hear things like, you know, money's, you know, bad or this kind of thing, well, then they'll grow up having an internal conflict and guilt. And the number one thing that I've seen that undermines wealth building is the same thing that Napoleon Hill found, and that is that people who accumulate shame and guilt and anything in their life that they feel they've made a mistake on or feel wrong that they did or something that they feel that they hurt somebody, every time they do, that shame or guilt that accumulates tends to make them minimize themselves. And when we minimize ourselves, so is the world. And we feel unworthy of receiving, and we end up kind of a compensation to that with philanthropic giving but not receiving. And a lot of people are caught in a vicious cycle, because then the more they feel bad, then the more they inject other people's values, and it just gets in a vicious cycle, and then they end up the 99%ers and not the 1%ers.
Well, I know that even in one of your books, I believe it's in How to Make One Hell of a Profit and Still Get to Heaven, you make reference to the idea that a lot of people think that it's more divine to give than receive. And I think that you point out in there the amount of wealth that the religious organizations around the world have.
Well, you know, I had the opportunity many years ago to have dinner with Robin Leach, who did Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous. he was involved in a partnership with us in a building a restaurant in New York that a group of us put together. And so we're having dinner at Elaine's, which is a wonderful place at the time. She's passed away, the owner, but a great restaurant. And we were sitting there talking, and we were talking about his Treasures of the Vatican, which was the second show he ever did with Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous. And he found, when he went there, such vast fortune, huge fortune, sitting in all the chapels and all the artwork and all the frescoes and everything that was there. He said to me, he says, you know, if all that was diversified to all the people in the world, everybody would be a millionaire. And I thought, wow, there's a lot of wealth there. But he says that most people are more, you know, giving to those organizations instead of actually valuing themselves. So sometimes the very source of the people that have kind of negated money religiously are the people storing it. And I always say that that incongruency is something to be aware of and to allow yourself to be worthy and wealthy in your life, because you can serve more people with it. The more wealthy I've gotten in my life, the more I've been able to make a difference in more people's lives and contribute more. So it's a win-win, and it's really a reflection of how much service you're willing to provide the world. And there's no limit on that. You can serve more people, you can make more wealth. It's that simple.
Well, and some of the greatest, most wealthy nonprofit organizations came from people who had a vast amount of wealth, and then they decided to give it all back. So in your new program, Where Is My Billion?, you're going to teach everyone how to recognize their true assets and wealth, and then take them through the steps required to help them convert their current assets and wealth into cash.
Well, I really believe that the hierarchy of your values dictates your destiny, and the hierarchy of your values dictates your financial destiny. And if we don't have truly a value on money, and what we have is a value on spending it and lifestyle instead of actually investing it and making it grow for us, we hold ourselves back from ever having it work for us. We're going to end up a slave working for it.
Absolutely. So hold on to that thought. You're listening to Success and Empowerment Radio with Lisa Kay. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll explore more of this fascinating subject about expanding your wealth consciousness. And Dr. DeMartini will talk to us about the Book of Wealth and share with us the top three common beliefs that people and organizations with vast wealth share. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Saskia Rowell came to America with five children and one suitcase to follow her dream. She is a soul empowerment coach and best-selling author. Do you want to find your soulmate, the job of your life, or simply thrive? Let Saskia teach you how to turn adversities into adventures and how to live your ideal life. Go to yoursoulguidance.com and enter to win a free session with Saskia. That website again is yoursoulguidance.com.
Join Lisa Kay, international business consultant and mentor, and host of the hit show Success and Empowerment, as she combines a voracious appetite for learning and a life mission to understand and simplify the complex as she delivers a recipe for your unique talent. Lisa's intuitive ability to ask the right question has set her apart as she engages the most inspiring people in the world to tell their story. Tune in each Tuesday at 2 Pacific at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, and I want to share something amazing with you. If you're sick of information and ready for an extreme transformation, then check out world-renowned energy healer Ann Taylor at FasterQuickerBetter.com. She's been creating miracles in tens of thousands of people's lives for over 16 years, and I'm one of those people. You too can easily do the same by simply listening to her recordings. If you want to miraculously eliminate fears, worries, and negative beliefs, then you owe it to yourself to purchase her amazing package, which includes over 50 pieces of healing work. Thanks to Ann's 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Hurry over to FasterBetterQuicker.com and finally experience the quantum leap in consciousness that you truly deserve.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
Are the magic and mysteries of Egypt calling you? Picture yourself standing between the paws of the Sphinx, meditating inside the Great Pyramid and other sacred temples and exclusive visits. Imagine cruising down the Nile on a luxurious private sailing yacht and exploring the peaceful countryside of Egypt. If you're interested in travel that expands, transforms, and rejuvenates you, join Dr. Friedemann Schaub and Danielle Rama Hoffman, author of The Temples of Light, for a spiritual and healing journey to Egypt this September. Call for more information, 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit EgyptIsCalling.com. That's EgyptIsCalling.com.
Transformation Talk Radio.
On Success and Empowerment Radio with Lisa Kay. My guest today is Dr. John DeMartini, who is talking with us about expanding your wealth consciousness. But before we continue, I want to make sure that everyone knows how to contact Dr. DeMartini. Could you give us your contact information, John?
Certainly. Anybody could just go directly to drdemartini.com. That's DrDemartini.com. Or they can find me, just Dr. John DeMartini, and it'll lead you back to the homepage or Facebook. Either way, it'll all lead to each other.
Okay, cool. Let's start out by talking about the idea of your new program, Where's My Billion, and where that concept or where that program came from and how it was related to the Book of Wealth. So start out by just telling us how the program came about, because it's new and this is the first time you've done it.
Actually, I've been doing the components of it for quite a while, but to actually put it into a condensed program, a practical program, where I can get people to do it, because I've shared the principles in numerous programs in many countries, but, you know, I don't always get to see people actually do it. So this program was designed so we made sure that everybody did the principles that would lead them to their outcome. So I put together a practical one-day program dedicated to actually doing a number of exercises. The first one is actually identifying everything that a person's done that's interfering with their feeling worthy and feeling wealthy. Anything that lowers their self-worth, we're going to go in there and identify it, and we're going to show them a way of dissolving it so they're not carrying around weighting baggage that makes them play smaller in games. And then the next thing we're going to do is we're going to actually identify what their values are so we can see where wealth building and building a business or saving money or investing money and accumulating money is on it. Because people are shocked to find out, even though they fantasize about being wealthy, when they actually look at the priority of their values, they find out it's not even on the list of the top 5 or 10 values in their life. And then they go, oh my God, I guess I am wanting to buy things, not actually save and invest things. And then what we do is we identify that, and that's an aha wake-up call to most people, about 99%. And then we show them a science that I've developed, that I've been sharing and doing with individual clients, and companies, where we actually show them how to raise it up on the value, because the second something's higher on your value, you see opportunities, you make decisions more effectively, and you act on your opportunities for wealth building. So I'm going to show them the 6 steps of wealth building, and that is these 6 things. I ask them to write down 200 benefits of building a business that serves ever greater numbers of people, 200 benefits of maximizing profits by making more effective and efficient management of a company, 200 benefits of saving progressively ever greater degrees of money, profits, and then 200 benefits of investing in leverage, in increasing leverage in a stair-step fashion, and then increasing the 200 benefits of actually accumulating wealth and 200 benefits of creating a financial cause that leaves a legacy. So we go through there, and I actually have them shift their values to the point where they can see opportunities and see action completely different before. Because they're all around it. There's money-making opportunities every day in everybody's life, but they can't see them because their values will filter them out. So I show them how to do it, raise it on their values. And then we do another exercise where we show them actually how to own the traits of the wealthiest people in the world and the things that we found common to some of the wealthiest people, the billionaires. Because once we realize we have those traits, we give ourselves permission to play in the field of possibilities. And so these are some of the exercises we'll be doing to have the mind shift and the actions. And then I'm going to give strategies on actually how to methodically grow a business, increase the savings, and invest. So it will increase the probability of them moving forward. There's no way they can come to the program without having the value easily. But the surprise is going to be when they see that their world just changed financially.
So let's go back to the idea that part of your study and research in creating this course was interviewing over 25 billionaires. And I'm sure in interviewing these billionaires, you had a list of questions to go through, but you also were looking for common characteristic traits in these 25 billionaires that indicated that they had a priority or a very high value of building wealth.
Well, that's true. The first real billionaire that I had the opportunity to meet was about 20-something years ago. I'm thinking about 22 now, at the Mayfair Hotel in New York City. And he was actually quite philanthropic, and he was dedicated to the Tibetan Foundation. And he'd made, you know, about $5 billion, and he was now donating literally $500 million to this foundation. And so I asked him, you know, how did he go about building it? What motivated him? What was his life like? You know, where did he start? And it was, believe it or not, the very philanthropic objective he did is really boiled down to something in his early years. And so because of the religious background he had and the pressure from the church construct that he was taught and the idea that they came from poverty. So he drove himself to build wealth, and then he wanted to do something to bring in a different philosophical idea than what he was trained with. So it goes all the way back to childhood. So he had a mission of doing something that would be such service to the world that he would accumulate the wealth, and he wanted to have the wealth because he wanted to change the world. He wanted to make a difference in the world. So that was a big driving force. That was the first one. And many of the other ones that I've hit.
Well, I was going to say, so isn't that one of the things that you've done is you've kind of condensed the idea that there's three common beliefs that billionaires and that people and organizations with vast wealth have?
Well, there's three things that I found in studying the Book of Wealth, which is the 10-volume set by Hubert Howe Bancroft in 1896 put together. What it showed is that the people that were the wealthiest individuals, organizations, or leaders of organizations in the world over the last 6,700 years had these three things. They felt it was by divine providence or human sovereignty that they felt destined to serve vast numbers of people across the world. That's one. They really, truly felt that they were here to be a vast service, to make a massive contribution to the world. The second one was
quite often, did they believe that from a very young age, that was their divine purpose of being here?
Well, they really felt that. I mean, some of these people came from early centuries where religion was more strongly ingrained into the people's beliefs, and so they really felt that they had a calling and a spiritual mission to be of that type of service. I had the opportunity to work with a billionaire in Johannesburg about a little over a year ago, possibly. And I was asking him, we were talking about this very topic, these three things. And it was interesting, the gentleman fit those to the T. It was really inspiring. His wife was there, and they were just looking at each other and going, God, that's what we feel is our destiny. So the one was the feeling of service. The second one is they felt that they were destined to raise the standard of life within themselves as an exemplification and giving permission for other people to raise the standard so culture would move forward. And the third one was that they felt that they saw money as a means of exchange, a way of having fairness, and as an efficient system, way beyond bartering, of making sure that everybody had a fair exchange so there was a completion in all exchanges and trades throughout their world or whatever level of society they were with. And so they really felt that there were those three things, and they were dedicated to, you know, serving people, raising the standards, and making sure fairness was across the world. And those three things we found in some of the wealthiest people I found.
And then as you've gone through and interviewed different billionaires, you found those common traits in all of them.
That, not only that, but I found that they had, you know, most of them had knowledge. They had either studies in economics or finance or studies in mathematics and probability. They were from a younger age wanting to do it. At least from 20 to 30s, they had a desire for wealth or desire to serve. And they studied, they did the due diligence, and they kept working and building a methodical company. Most of them had done work at least 20 to 30 years. I didn't get to meet this guy from Facebook, but that was pretty quick. But most of them are 20 to 30 year minimums.
That it took them to accumulate the amount of wealth that they had and learn to manage it.
Well, they said that, just as Warren Buffett says, until you can manage your emotions, don't expect to manage money. I think they all agreed on that. If you can't manage yourself, don't expect to ever be wealthy.
Right. And the Book of Wealth that you have, that had a great impact on the your study of wealth and the creation of this class as well.
Without a doubt. And not only that, the Book of Wealth expands the vision. And I believe that if you don't have an astronomical vision, you're not going to have a global effect. And if you don't serve vast numbers of people, it's sort of a fantasy that you're going to be super wealthy. Moderate wealth, sure, but I always say the greater your vision, the greater your wealth potential.
Yeah, and the greater the number of people that you want to serve, that's a bigger cause to allow you to accumulate more wealth as well.
I believe that. You know, I love teaching, and I made a commitment to step foot in every country on the face of the earth. I'm not quite halfway there, but I think this year, possibly next year, I'll hit the halfway mark. Been working on it for 40 years. I figure if I go at the rate I'm doing it, hopefully I'll get it before I pass. But my goal is to get to every country and to share and research and write and to have students. With the internet now, we can do more, but I wanted to personally go on there. That's just a goal. And I figured I'd rather shoot for the stars and hit the moon than not shoot for anything.
There you go. I'm Lisa Kay, and you're listening to Success and Empowerment Radio. When we come back, Dr. DeMartini will talk to us about his new program, Where's My Billion, being held August 8th in Chicago, and we'll tell you how you can get a free hotel room for the program. And Dr. DeMartini will share the 6 primary questions that you can answer to convert your non-financial assets to cash. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
You're insecure, don't know what for. You're turning heads when you walk through the door. Don't need makeup to cover up. Being the way that you are is enough.
Did you know that the average woman will use up to 12,000 disposable pads and tampons in her lifetime? That's a lot of waste. Make the healthier choice for the planet and your body. With Glad Rags washable cloth menstrual pads made with no plastics, adhesives, or gels, Glad Rags cloth pads are safe, simple, smart, period. For more information on how you can save the planet 1 month at a time, visit us at gladrags.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Did you know most coffee, not all, have hidden dangers lurking in it? A recent investigation into grocery store coffee revealed 3 dangers. First, modern coffee farming produces dangerously high acidity and caffeine. Second, mold content in grocery store coffee contains dangerous toxins. Yuck! Third, government agencies have found grocery store coffee containing 400 times the carcinogens allowed in drinking water. You will be relieved to know that Camano Island Coffee Roasters takes the worry out of your sip of coffee. Imagine how your coffee tastes without mold, carcinogens, or poison. Get your free coffee report, The 5 Hidden Dangers Lurking in Your Coffee Cup. Visit NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com. To get your free copy now, that's NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com. And check out Camano Island Coffee Roasters.
Licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono now offers her services through private sessions over secure online video chat or voice-only phone calls if you prefer. You can even choose to use instant messenger or email exchange. Go to KathyIsIn.com to learn more about licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono and how she and her unique brand of intuitive counseling can help you achieve the change you want to see in your life. KathyIsIn.com.
Are you at a crossroads? Feeling stuck? I'm Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. My gift is helping people who are in transition receive spirit-led guidance about their next steps. I offer private sessions via phone or Skype, intuitive development classes, and much more. Please visit my website, fogcitypsychic.com, to find out how I can help you move out of the fog.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
Transformation Talk Radio.
On Success and Empowerment Radio with Lisa Kay. I have Dr. John DeMartini here talking about his new program, Where's My Billion, and how to expand your wealth consciousness, and some of the benefits you can expect from his new program. Now we're going to talk about the six primary questions that you can answer to convert your non-financial assets to cash and expand your wealth consciousness. So, John, let's start with the idea that most people assume that their material possessions are what define their wealth. So when you sit down, or most people sit down, and they add up the value of all of their material possessions, most of them don't come up with a balance of $1 million or more, right?
Well, definitely. Most people even if they look at all their possessions, most of them are depreciable possessions. And so, no, unless they have a wealthy house, or it doesn't add up to that much by any means.
Yeah, and most people aren't taught the value of their non-material, or even to consider their non-material assets or their characteristic assets as assets. But if I believe that if people were to discover their true wealth is often made up of non-material assets or human characteristic assets, and this is a foreign concept for most people, but what if people were to discover that their true wealth is much greater than their material possessions, and that they could actually increase their net worth by simply recognizing their true assets and then applying the DeMartini method to convert them to cash? Today, Dr.
You said it perfectly. You said it perfectly. All I can say is that I'd like to share a story if I could.
Yeah, great.
I'll try to make it as brief as I can because it's a little bit long. I was doing a radio show in San Francisco area, 2 hours outside of downtown, and it was a large audience, so I took a limo to go to it. And what's interesting is when I got there, the gentleman toured me through the studio, which had an archive of, reel-to-reel to cassettes to eventually, you know, electronics and digital. They had 48 years worth of storage of 7 days a week for multiple hours a day radio archived. Anyway, and I saw that. I saw the Beatles. I saw Jimi Hendrix. I saw famous celebrities. Everybody and anybody who was anybody in the world had been interviewed on this thing. And then we finally got to the actual location in the studio where I was at. They sat down to do a live 1 hour and a pre-tape for another hour. We did a magnificent show. He was a great interviewer. And then afterwards, he asked me if I would like to donate to his radio station to keep it alive. And they had me a little piece of paper where I could offer $5, $10, $20, or $50. And I started chuckling. I said, "You're kidding." And he said, "Did I offend you?" And I said, "No." I said, "I'm just amazed that you're asking for money for when you have $1 billion at least of assets sitting here." And he says, "What are you talking about?" Anyway, to make a long story short, this guy couldn't even see that he had $1 billion worth of assets sitting in his archives because his focus and his highest value was educating and bringing in entertainment and intellectual property to people through the radio. But he had no financial savvy when it came to seeing the assets he had and he was sitting on. So I woke him up to the idea that, you know, if he was to package everything that was in his archives, he'd be multi-billionaire possibly. And he just couldn't wrap his head around it. And so this is where most people are. Most people have hidden assets, in different ways in their life that they don't realize they could be converted into cash. This man had intellectual property. Other people have social contacts. Other people have spiritual awareness. Some people have beautiful children. And I'm not saying rent your kids out or sell them, but I'm just saying that they're so valuable to you that you would pay millions of dollars to keep them if somebody offered you money for them. And so we're storing assets in ways we don't realize constantly. And until we actually convert them into cash, we may never actually have the liquidity of cash. We'll always have it stored in a way that we've never been able to capitalize on it. So what I do in the Where's My Billion, I show people where their assets are that they're hiding from themselves. And all of a sudden, thousands of ideas will pop in their head about how they can convert that. And I show them how to do that. And then new ideas and new businesses and how they can take the assets they're sitting on and turning them into opportunities they can serve. And this is a major breakthrough for people when they've never experienced this.
Actually thinking about different characteristic traits that people have as assets and valuing them. So most people, say if you're a salesperson, as an example, that they know that they've got sales skills and that they've got communication skills, but they've never actually monetized it and actually looked at the value of it. And then one of the things that you were saying earlier was if people would sit down and take a look at all of the different assets that they had and actually monetize them, that they would see that they're worth way more than they think they are. And just that acknowledgement or that realization, giving people permission to value themselves at a much higher rate, makes a big change for a lot of people as well.
It's unbelievable, Lisa. I had a woman who is in Australia who I basically asked her to do this exercise. And when she started, she thought that she had about $700,000. And most of that was because her husband had bought a nice home. They had some cars. They had some rings and they had some furniture. And she'd added about $700,000. And really, that was stretching it. But then when I asked her to go through the other kind of the intangibles, like you mentioned, and had to go through that. Where's her intellectual property? Where's her social context? Where's her health and beauty? And where's her ideas and things of this nature? And all the creative ideas she could package and sell. And we went over $1 billion.
A great example of that too that people do realize is when you're going to high school and you're wanting to get a scholarship, then of course you do a quick evaluation, say, okay, what's the biggest asset that I have that I could qualify for a scholarship? So whether it's an athletic talent that you have or a singing talent or your intelligence, and then the colleges turn around and offer you money to come to their university. And so that's actually kind of a good way to see that it doesn't stop at college. It continues to go through our entire life that we've got these different assets. And so in your class that you're doing or your program, Where's My Billion, you've got six primary questions that you're going to teach the people to ask themselves and come up with answers and keep asking themselves until they actually shift their consciousness and shift their awareness of the different cash or income creating opportunities that they have all around them. So let's go through the six questions again.
All right, I mentioned them briefly, but I'd like to elaborate them. The first one is writing down 200 benefits of actually building a business that serves ever greater numbers of people. Because you won't find a billionaire that hasn't done that. They have all built a business that serves ever greater numbers of people. And of course, a business is caring about humanity enough to find out what the needs of humanity are and finding directly or indirect ways of serving it. That's what a business stands for. So by doing that, that's an essential component, because many people think I'm going to get wealthy, but they don't even think about what their service is to be able to generate the wealth. So I first go and look at, what are those ways? And we write 200 benefits of it, because when you do and you can't wait to get up and be of service, people can't wait to get your service. And we have to have a reason. And the reason I do 200 benefits is because I want to make sure through neuroplasticity, we've really myelinated the brain and really revamped the brain and redesigned the brain so it sees the opportunities and acts them. And this is what I found. By doing that, the people shift. There's a shift right there after they finish.
Well, and one of the challenges that sometimes people have when you say to them, list 200 benefits or answer, give 200 answers to that question, is they're like, oh my gosh, 200, that's so many. And they'll hit a block and they'll think, okay, I'm done. But it's actually breaking through that block and getting past it is where the real transformation takes place.
Well, the thing is, if you go to your comfort zone, you'll only stay right where you are. You've got, it's like going and working out. If you stop at what you feel you can do, you're not going to add more muscle. You've got to go in there and do it beyond your comfort zone and push you. That's what the trainer's for. So I'm going to be the trainer to build the muscle of finance for people that day.
Oh, there you go. That's a great way to say it. Okay, so what's the second question that they're going to go through?
The second one is basically now, once you're dedicated to building a business, now you want to make sure you refine the business and polish the business and make it most efficient and most effective where it maximizes profits. Because I know some people that have very low profit margins of big businesses, and I know other people have small business but huge profit margins, and it's wiser to have it where they're working smarter than harder. So you have to go in there and look at how you can work on the business, not just in the business, and keep refining it to where it maximizes profits. So you have to care about the people. See, the first one is caring about people in the world, the client, the customer. The second one is caring about the people that work for you and make their lives easier so they can be more inspired to produce and serve more people. And that is making it more efficient for them, which makes more profits for you. And that's a whole bunch of steps we'll be going through on how to do that. But writing 200 benefits of doing that will get it in motion and get you to think about it. Because if you don't care about your business enough to work on it, why would somebody come and do business with it? You have to value you in order to have people value, and you have to value your business in order to people do business with it. The third one is basically going through and saving a portion. Because so many people keep waiting they pay themselves last, and they keep waiting to extra money to show up. But Parkinson's law won't allow it to show up. It'll always be eaten and consumed by unexpected bills if you never take it off the top. The rich always have paid themselves first, the poor always last, and they have to know it low to have a forced accelerated savings in place so they keep increasing their savings on a regular basis so they make sure they have a profit, and magical things happen. When you manage money wisely, you get more money to manage. And the next one
I'm going to cut you off real quickly, John. We're going to focus on those three. We're going to take a break here, and then we'll review the last three when we come back, and then we'll go through some questions as well. But before we take the break, can you give us your contact information one more time to our listeners?
Yeah, they can simply go to drdmartini.com, and on there, on the event calendar, they can get the details about the program in Chicago. Gratis Productions is actually the one producing it. So they can look up Gratis Productions, or they can just go to my website, the events calendar, and look up, and they can get organized and sign up for the program. But it's absolutely going to be an amazing day. I'm absolutely certain about that.
Okay, this is Lisa Kay with Success and Empowerment Radio. We're going to take a quick break now. When we return, we'll answer some common questions that people have about organizing their priorities and values, and when it comes to family and finances, and how to keep that balanced if family is your highest priority, and where the financial plan comes into play. Stay tuned and we'll be right back.
Imagine a chocolate so decadent that you'd never believe it could be good for you. Align your inner bliss with Mother Nature's magic. The power of cold-pressed cocoa by Shosai, the healthy chocolate. Shosai is everything you ever dreamed healthy should taste like. We combine unprocessed cocoa with acai and blueberry for an unbeatable high-oxidant powerhouse. Shosai, the healthy chocolate. Visit us at lifesaverchocolate.com or call 888-287-2011.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Saskia has been helping clients around the world to find the North Star in their soul and reinvent their lives through her free breakthrough program, The Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 Days. If you have a calling but aren't sure how to get there, here's a step-by-step strategy to find your purpose now. You'll learn her proven secrets to achieve your dream in just 21 days. Release your fears and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your free 21 Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams. Or to schedule your soul breakthrough session with Saskia, call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861.
Join Lisa Kay, international business consultant and mentor, and host of the hit show Success and Empowerment, as she combines a voracious appetite for learning and a life mission to understand and simplify the complex as she delivers a recipe for your unique talent. Lisa's intuitive ability to ask the right question has set her apart as she engages the most inspiring people in the world to tell their story. Tune in each Tuesday at 2 Pacific at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to City SolveUrbanRace.com.
Transformation Talk Radio.
You know the bed feels warmer sleeping here alone. You know I dream in color.
Welcome back to Success and Empowerment Radio with Lisa Kay. I'm talking with Dr. John DeMartini about building financial wealth. And before we took the break, we were going to go through the six questions that you go through in your program and answer. And we got through three of them. So let's finish with the last three and then we'll answer some common questions that people have. So the fourth question, John.
The fourth question that I ask people is, what are the 200 benefits of investing in ever greater levels of reward and risk? In other words, let's say you buy a stock, you know, blue chip stock, and then after that you buy it in a large cap stock, then you buy it in a mid cap stock, and you buy it in a small cap stock, and then an IPO or a small penny stock. You earn the right to risk to handle higher degrees of volatility. And this could be in real estate or art or commodities or any form of investment. But it's earning the right to risk so you don't go and jump over your risk tolerance as you invest. Because if you do, you'll tend to get emotional and tend to do foolish things with your money. So it's earning the right to risk by investing, as you accumulate money, investing in ever greater degrees of volatility and return. And so this is an important step for people. I was just working with a broker last night who is just now learning how to do that because he's put money into it, into his investments, and lost a lot. And he hasn't been methodical in it, and he's been volatile. And how important it is to do that is just, I can't overemphasize. So I basically, we'll talk about 200 benefits of doing that. The next one is 200 benefits of amassing a fortune. Because if you don't have a desire to amass a fortune, the second you get comfortable, you'll start raising your lifestyle and just buy clutter. And you won't have a cause for it. So you need to have a reason to accumulate your wealth and have a desire to accumulate wealth so you not only exceed your immediate needs, but you have something as a cushion and something that now goes on to bigger causes. And
the last one, it sounds like in that one too, is you realize the value of, between those last two that you said, you realize the value of buying or investing in appreciable assets, and you realize the lack of value in buying junk. I mean, I teach my kids at a very young age that going to the fair or going to the carnival and spending their money, that they're buying junk and they're just wasting their money, and they recognize that. And so helping people see that and deal with those traits as they become adults as well. That makes a lot of sense in that question.
Well, you know, it's interesting when I've asked people in audiences, large audiences, if you had $10 million, I tell them, get a piece of paper out right now. If all of a sudden I gave you $10 million, what would you do with it? And everybody starts giggling and laughing, and they rustle, and they get their paper out, and they write down all the things they do. And at the end of it, I say, now turn that piece of paper, put your name on, turn that piece of paper over to your somebody next to you, and now total up how much you have after you did everything you just did with that $10 million. And people end up start laughing. They go, I got $2 million left. I got $3 million left. I have a $500,000 left. Because what they did is they bought things like they went on a trip. They bought something that depreciated a car. They went out and bought clothes. Everything that went down in value instead of up in value. And they realized that they have a value on buying depreciables and consumables and not buying things that keep growing in value. And I always say that when people live according to their highest values, they'll tend to buy appreciables. And when they live according to their lower values, they'll tend to feel unfulfilled and buy consumable and depreciables as a compensation.
Right, right. All sorts of great information. So let's hit that last question.
The last one is that to actually write 200 benefits of creating a cause, a financial cause that leaves a legacy. Because if you have a bigger cause, way bigger than yourself, you'll get more money out of yourself and get more wealth building, because people will invest in somebody that's got a cause. And
well,
you will
say,
invest more in yourself.
Right, and you'll actually attract people to give you money for your cause. And Warren Buffett giving his money to the Gates Foundation, I mean, that's a perfect example of that situation.
Well, I think that the greater your cause, the greater your life anyway. And I think that what happens is when people start accumulating money and they, you know, become philanthropic, the second they go above the average in wealth in a society, they start awakening a normal philanthropic objective. And so nature is always trying to redistribute wealth to make sure it's not too polarized and unstable for a culture. And philanthropy is a way of doing it. But instead of just giving it to the government and giving it to taxes and dispersing it in sort of a social welfare format, you can now be targeted and targeting exactly where you want to put the wealth according to what is inspiring to you that will value the world. And
right.
I think that that's a very meaningful thing, to be in
right.
command of where that money goes instead of being at the effect of it.
Right. Perfect. You know, let's go through one common question. We've got about 3 minutes left here. Let's go through one common question that people have. Quite often you hear people say that if family is their highest value and priority and money is not their highest value, how can they benefit from this process and this program we've put together? Because how is making more money and increasing your financial wealth a benefit to somebody's family?
Well, that's the very question that needed. The quality of your life is based on the quality of the questions you ask. And if you ask questions like, how is building wealth going to help my family? And how is spending time with my family going to help me build my wealth? Then you'll find that the closer two values are to each other, the more they enhance each other. And the farther they are on the list of priorities, the more they interfere. By asking that question, you then realize, wow, building my wealth can assist them in having a greater education, a better lifestyle, better self-image, nicer clothes, possibly meet new people, get to travel more, all of which expands their horizon and gives them, as a family, more opportunity to give and more service to the world. So there's if they can't write that, if they don't answer that question and see the link, they'll probably spend time with the family and undermine their wealth, or spend time on wealth and undermine the family.
Right, absolutely. So essentially, when a person or a family creates more wealth or has more financial income coming in, they essentially create more opportunities, because instead of just being able to go to the next city because that's all they can afford to do, they can actually send their kids to different states and different countries and expand their influence and expand their consciousness, so they could actually raise a more well-rounded, more educated children that are actually able to contribute more.
Well, you know, when I ask people in my seminars, how many of you would love to travel the world? Almost every hand gets up. And I thought, you know, I've been blessed. I travel extensively. I live even traveling. And I think because I learned to save and invest and build wealth and allow it to work for me instead of it being its slave, I'd rather be its master. That's allowed me to reach the world and reach many millions of people with my work. And I do believe that wealth is one of the areas of life that we're here to master. We have spiritual and mental and career and financial and family and social and physical areas of life. But financial is one of them. And I think that all of them have to be mastered. But financial definitely gives us opportunity.
Yeah. So if people want to register for your course, Where's My Billion, they can actually contact me to register. And if you actually contact me, we mentioned earlier something about getting a free hotel room. If you contact me before 2 o'clock Thursday, the 26th, which is basically within 48 hours, you'll not only receive a 10% discount on the course, but you'll also receive a free hotel room for your stay in Chicago. So to contact me, send me an email at Lisa Kay, L-I-S-A-K-A-Y-E, at wisdomisbeauty.com, or you can just simply call me directly at 206-228-6398. I want to thank my guest today, Dr. John DeMartini, for sharing such great information, and I want to thank all of you for tuning in to Success and Empowerment Radio. I had a wonderful time. Please join me every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time. Next week on Success and Empowerment Radio, I'll be speaking to world-renowned billionaire Ed Mercer about his environmental work in Costa Rica and his latest project to create 100 millionaires in 18 months. Have a great week, and I'll see you back here next time. Thank you.
You've been listening to a transformative hour of Success and Empowerment Radio with Lisa Kay. Tune in each Tuesday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time on Transformation Talk Radio and take your personal and professional life to a new level by shattering obstacles and clearing the path for unparalleled success. Each week, Lisa Kay inspires individuals to understand their true magnificence and live the life of their dreams. This international business consultant, fantastic mother, and mentor is ready to assist you to step into your true power. To schedule your life-changing session with Lisa, call 206-228-6398 and find out more about her show at lisakconsulting.com.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, and I want to share something amazing with you. If you're sick of information and ready for an extreme transformation, then check out world-renowned energy healer Ann Taylor at FasterQuickerBetter.com. She's been creating miracles in tens of thousands of people's lives for over 16 years, and I'm one of those people. You too can easily do the same by simply listening to her recordings. If you want to miraculously eliminate fears, worries, and negative beliefs, then you owe it to yourself to purchase her amazing package, which includes over 50 pieces of healing work. Thanks to Ann's 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Hurry over to FasterBetterQuicker.com and finally experience the quantum leap in consciousness that you truly deserve.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
Are the magic and mysteries of Egypt calling you? Picture yourself standing between the paws of the Sphinx, meditating inside the Great Pyramid and other sacred temples and exclusive visits. Imagine cruising down the Nile on a luxurious private sailing yacht and exploring the peaceful countryside of Egypt. If you're interested in travel that expands, transforms, and rejuvenates you, join Dr. Friedemann Schaub and Danielle Rama Hoffman, author of The Temples of Light, for a spiritual and healing journey to Egypt this September. Call for more information, 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit EgyptIsCalling.com. That's EgyptIsCalling.com.
Oh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network. And
Dr. Pat?
Dr. Pat.
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the Internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great, we should spread the word.
Absolutely, spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.